USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. He's been nominated.
I rise today to nominate the gentleman from California, Kevin McCarthy, as Speaker of the House to lead America's new Republican majority.
New York Republican Elise Stefanik making it official as the 118th Congress convenes. From the other side of the aisle, California's Pete Aguilar.
I rise today at the direction of the House Democratic Caucus to place into nomination for election to the position of Speaker of the House of Representatives, the pride of Brooklyn, Hakeem Jeffries of New York.
With his party in the majority, McCarthy should be the first ballot winner for Speaker of the House, but at least 12 Republicans did not vote for him, meaning he will not reach the needed 218 votes. So the House will vote again until it picks a Speaker. Two men from the Tacoma, Washington area have been arrested in connection with the Christmas attacks on four power substations. Court documents show police identified them through phone records. A shouted question and an assumption greeted murder suspect Brian Koberger as he entered court today in Monroe County, Pennsylvania.
Brian, did you do it?
Koberger's attorney has said his client will waive extradition and return to Moscow, Idaho, to face charges in the stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students. Buffalo Bills safety DeMar Hamlin remains in critical condition after his heart stopped during last night's Bills-Bengals game. He was quickly treated by medics, and a friend today says Hamlin's family is optimistic. Actor Jeremy Renner's recovering from two surgeries following his bad accident with a snowplow near Reno, Nevada on Sunday. A spokesperson says he suffered blunt chest trauma. That weather system that flooded San Francisco and then covered the Sierra Nevadas in snow is now blasting the upper Midwest and bringing the risk of tornadoes and flooding to the south. Meanwhile, another system's coming on shore in Northern California today. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty, and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
As we take a collective breath after last night's frightening scene at the NFL game in Cincinnati, we begin to ask, what exactly did happen to the Buffalo Bills' DeMar Hamlin? Dr. Bernard Ashby, a cardiologist at the University of Florida, says it could be a case of very, very bad timing, where Hamlin took a hit at the exact worst moment in the cycle of the heartbeat.
It looked very similar to a condition called commotio cordis or commotio cordis, which is really kind of a freak accident. It has to happen right at the point in the cardiac cycle where the arrhythmia will be triggered, and that's between 10 and 30 milliseconds.
Ashby also says the quick response on the field was the best thing that could have happened.
We have a saying in cardiology, in medicine in general, that every minute is oxygen deprivation, and every minute decreases your likelihood of survival.
But with the immediate response we saw last night, Ashby says there is a good chance that Hamlin will survive. Medics restored Hamlin's heartbeat as he lay on the field. This morning, he remains on a ventilator in a Cincinnati hospital and is listed in critical condition. And there's an immediate good thing that has come from Hamlin's emergency. He has a small foundation to help kids in his hometown of McKees Rocks, Pennsylvania. He'd hoped to raise a few thousand dollars to buy toys for kids. As of this morning, the Chasing M's Foundation toy drive has raised nearly $3.5 million. Richard Johnson, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding.
Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher
level. Just like full times. Only better. The Best Man, The Final Chapters. A new limited series. Streaming now. Only on Peacock.
Bring me a higher level. Let's get lit.